Pesachim chapter 5, Mishnah 10, Karu v'hoitze emurav, so they would then tear open the animal and take out its emurim. Those were the parts that had, the fats and other parts that had to be offered up on the altar, burnt up on the altar. Nesana b'magis, he would put them on a tray. V'ktiran al gaba mizbach, and they would take them, the Kohen would take it up to the altar and burn it up on the altar. Yatzah kasrishona. Okay, now this next part of the Mishnah is talking about where it's Erev Shabbos. I mean Shabbos. It's Shabbos, Erev Pesach is Shabbat. So the first, what they wouldn't do is they wouldn't take the animal back home on Shabbat. They would actually keep it there. We'll see now. And there's different opinions as to why they would keep it there. Just one idea is that they didn't want the woman to think all melocha for the Korban Pesach overrides Shabbat. And they didn't want them to get home and then the woman start roasting it, which they're not allowed to do on Shabbat. They had to wait till afterwards. So they kept them there. They kept them at the temple. And Yasa Kasrishona v'yashva la baharabas. So the first group would leave, go out of the temple courtyard, and they would sit on the temple mount and they, with their Korban Pesach, and they would wait for Shabbat to come out, and then they would go, you know, and then they would take the animal and go home. Shnia Bechel, the second group that finished, would go sit in the chayil, so around the walls of the temple, there was a wooden fence. I don't know if you remember that wooden fence called the sorag, and the part in between the wall and this wooden fence was called the chayil. So that's where the second group would sit. Vashlishis, and the third group, bimkoma, they would stay inside the temple courtyard, umedis, and the third group would have to stand because you weren't allowed to sit down inside the temple courtyard. So they would wait inside there, but they would have to stay standing. Chashecha, after night fell, and now Shabbat is out, and obviously Pesach is in. Yatsu v'tzalu es pischayim. They left, and they would go home, and they would roast their Korban Pesach, and they would partake of it.